The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 3rd, 1974, in Los Angeles.
The Sudras, fourth-class men, they are on the government executive. This is one defect. And another defect is Grantam Go Mithunam Pada, maintaining large scale slaughter. These are the two defects among the on the top of government there are Sudras, not Kshatriyas. Neither they are guided by intelligent class. Brahman. As Parikrit Maharaj's first beginning is Vijavajja Shikshaya. The guidance was first class Brahmins, and he was a Kshatriya first class, and there was no animal slaughter. They are also suffering. They are bringing every day some problem. What is the solution of this problem? Why the problems are coming? Because the defect is there, that the on the head of the government there are Sudras, and they are busy in cow killing, maintaining Sudras. And they are not guided by the first class, intelligent class of men.
Over these 5,000 years, but by a reintroducing Krishna consciousness, the tide can be turned in age of Kali?
Oh, yes. That is the only remedy. That is the only remedy. Anyone who takes to this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, he'll be cleansed of all sinful activities. And then everything will come out nice. And it is practical, it is not story. Just see, all our disciples in Europe, America, they are habituated to so many bad habits. And because they are chanting, they are now cleansed. So it is small scale. If you propagate to large scale, everyone will be cleansed. Disciples who are trained up from the very beginning of their life, meat eating, they are giving meat eating. Here in their country, small children, they are fed with meat powder. Intoxication is also daily affair, as they are giving all intoxication. What is Kalanda? That placard, poster,
Prajapati and I discussed it yesterday.
Ah.
And we're trying to find an artist to do it.
Mm. Narayan Prabhu's good wife is expert artist.
Ah. And
she has I guess she has agreed to.
Yes,
she's very nice. Good artist. Give her engagement like this.
Maybe you could explain us a little more detail of the design.
No, very much detail it will be cumbrous.
Mm.
You, symbolic representation.
Those three figures in the center?
Yeah.
One is a devotee,
everyone is devotee.
Yes, they're all three devotees.
But they're engaged in three departments.
We were thinking for the administrator there could be a judge. Could be a judge, high court judge.
Yeah, that means administrator.
Yes. The other one could be the president.
Yes, president also administrator. No, one is in the religious order. That is also required. But here we see persons who are in religious order, they are also addicted to this four sinful life. And he is presenting himself as religious.
Should we depict animal slaughter or meat eating?
Animal slaughter.
Animal slaughter.
That will be still broader.
Yes.
The three figures, then. One is in a suit. They all have tilak, neck beads, and bead bag.
Religious man may be in saffron collar, a sannyasi.
Yes.
A Tridandi sannyasi.
Mm.
Or Guru Kripa Maharaj. Where is
it?
Here are religious man.
Yeah. Oh,
one man, how would we distinguish between the other two men? They'll both be in suits.
Well, the one man is present. Behind the presidential podium, the presidential seal.
Mm.
And the other man could be a high court judge with black robes on.
Yes.
So there are two balls.
Make nicely this picture. Shortcut, at the same time, very convincing.
I'm very new to this Krishna conscious movement, and I'm not as firm as your devotees. Right now I'm being torn in half. Maya is so strong, and I see so much in what you say. Is there...
What is this?
The doubt.
What is that doubt?
Mental speculation.
You want to continue it?
No,
or stop it?
Stop it.
Stop it? Take instruction from the Shastra. Don't speculate. That will not help you. The same example. A child's speculation, who is my father, will never be successful. But as soon as he asks his mother, who is my father, immediately knowledge, here is your father. Yes?
Association is very important.
Huh?
Association?
Yes. One has to take information from the authority. That knowledge is perfect. And these rascals, philosophical, scientific speculation are useless Western.
I live in Long Beach, and I will be going to school soon, but
we don't accept any speculative knowledge. We want final conclusion of the experienced person. Niponinnitam, this word is used. Niponinnitam. It is concluded. Kovivi nirupitam. Idam nipumsasutas sutas. Tapasasutas sava. abhichita artha kabhi bhi nirupitam ninnitam. These words are, it is already complete. There is no question of argument. In the Vedic literature, these words are used. Nippon ninnitam, nirupitam. Na asato vidyate bhava, na asato vidyate bhava. What is the next line? So, we take things which is conclusive. The scientists, they are making experiments. Where is the beginning of life? Misled, they are thinking life is from matter. They have no experience. Still, we ask Darwin gave a theory, they are persisting on it. They have no practical experience that life is coming from matter. That is called Vishchik Tandulan Nay. You have no experience in your country. We have God. Sometimes we find scorpion is coming out from the stack of rice. You have seen it?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard of the example.
Yes. So, they are thinking the rice is producing the scorpion. It is called Tandula Vishchikan Nay. But rice cannot produce a life. The real fact is a scorpion lays down the egg within the rice. And by the fermentation, it comes out. Takes eggs. And this small creature comes out. And foolish creature, they think it, that the rice is producing scorpion. That is not possible. Putting forward this evolution theory that man is coming from monkey. But no monkey is producing the man. Nobody has seen. There are so many things they put forward, some theory, but it is not fact.
Knowledge,
as I told you, take the knowledge from the authority. The example I have already given, that you cannot make research, search out who is your father. But if you go to the authority, mother, immediately understand. This is the quickest way.
The thing that's tearing me apart is...
Now, just try to understand this. The principle is that if you receive knowledge from the real authority, that is perfect and quick. And if with your imperfect senses you want to acquire knowledge by searching out, it will never be successful. The modern method is to search out the truth by their imperfect senses. All the scientists, philosophers, they're doing that. They admit that their senses are imperfect. Still, they're trying to go to the perfect by the imperfect senses. This is the difference. They're hoping that our imperfectness will be perfect by this research work. And that is not possible. Imperfectness will remain ever imperfect.
they glorify such imperfection, Srila Prabhupada, by saying
unless they glorify their imperfection, how they can stand? They have no standing. If they do not glorify, then they are true rascals. There will be no argument. They'll have to accept that we are rascals. Therefore they have to glorify. The glorifying society, that is mentioned in the Bhagavad. The glorifying society is consisting of ass, camel, hog, and what is the other?
Dog.
They are all ass, camels, dogs, like that. And they are praising each other. Oh, you have discovered this. Oh, how nice you are. How nice. But we understand the praiser and the praised, both are dogs and cats. That's it. So we don't give any. The mutual praising society of cats and dogs, no, we don't give any. Now they can also accuse us in the same way that you are also the society of cats and dogs, mutual praising society. So now who will judge whether they are right or we are right? Who will judge? There must be some judgment. Everyone will say that I am right. But who judges? There must be a judge. That through both sides the lawyers is fighting. Then my case is right. Then who will give judgment? There must be one judge. Who is that judge?
Shastra Guru.
Yeah, Sadhu. Yeah. That is the judge. Therefore we quote from Vedic literature. As soon as we speak something, immediately quote Vedic literature. That is the way.
Trouble is there are so many phony gurus and shastras. There are so many.
Because they're phony, they therefore do not take authority. Otherwise, they will be exposed. Shastra chakushyat, the shastra vidhimasajya, vartati kamakarata. These are the injunctions. Yes. Come on. You have got your punishment. So there is an argument. Palabana to why? I'm not afraid of you. Although I'm going away, I'm not afraid of you. Don't think that I'm afraid of you. This is dog business. They'll go and go. Go. They'll not come forward. Come on. Well, our every day is a new year. Nova Nova Ayaman. Our Krishna consciousness is so nice, the more you advance, you see new year. New year, that's all. Nothing is old. People are saying that they are simply chanting the old slogan, Hare Krishna. But we are feeling new pleasure in every moment. Take any other chanting. We cannot chant more than few hours. But Hare Krishna mantra we can chant perpetually. So unless there is new enlightenment, how we can do that?
45 minutes.
On the plane from Miami, we saw the comet.
Yeah.
It was there for 45
minutes.
A bad
sign.
Big as the sky.
How big?
Big as the sky. It was flashing for 45 minutes. It was big.
Flashing in horizontal directions.
Big as the sky.
The four or five first flashes were very, very big. And regularly every 30 seconds there was big flash. Bigger than lightning. Brighter. Very bright.
Very brilliant.
But like this?
Yeah, very fast.
Across the sky.
Very fast.
About 45 minutes. It was still going, but the plane passed it. And stayed behind.
Now this is bad sign. Constellation. According to astronomical calculation. Therefore, we follow the astrology according to the constellation. The child born, everything has connection. The constellation of the star has influence on the child. So therefore the horoscope maker takes the calculation of the constellation and then calculate what is this future. This Dhumaketu is described in Dasavatar Dhumaketu Miva Kimapi Karala. Dhumaketu Miva. Dhumaketu Iva Kimapi Karala. As soon as there is comet, there will be some disaster. Very great disaster. In our childhood we saw the comet, not this life, there was a small comet. Still, the First World War was there, declared, that you have seen, in 1914.
Halley's Comet.
Huh?
I think they called it Halley's Comet. Halley's Comet.
Now, you can expect at any moment disaster in this material world. But the comet is the sign that there will be some great disaster. It is this material world, in every step there is disaster. Padanga padanga jada vipada. But those who are taking shelter of Krishna, the disaster is not meant for them. Samasitaji padapallabam plo. Padanga padanga jada vipada. Not esa. So how big it is?
Very big. It was very spectacular. Something like 20 miles at least.
20 miles?
Maybe at least 50, 60 miles. The four or five first flashes. Very big. Let's see. From this tree all the way to the end of the tennis court, all over the sky. Big white flashes. Like big, huge, incredible lightning. Then afterwards it decreased. And then regularly every 30, 45 seconds there was big lightning. Not lightning, big flashes. Very uncommon.
The scientists say that it's 83 million miles long.
Huh?
The scientists, they say that it's 83 million miles long. Comet.
83 miles?
83 million miles.
The tail.
Huh?
The tail's 83 million miles. It's going fast, very forward, so it's emitting a tail of gases.
So who's supplying the gas? The Arabians?
There's no shortage.
When it comes to doing the kirtan, there's no energy shortage for us. We have unlimited stock.
By presence of the comet, the atmosphere is also polluted. Thank you. Last time what I saw, it was like this. Round and then
here.
Tail. Mm. It is like that?
No.
No.
A long streak. It was behind the clouds. There was many clouds. Ah. You could see it through the clouds.
What is the speed?
What do you want?
It is 83 million miles, very heavy thing. Then the speed must be also.
The speed is very great. I don't know exactly what it is, but millions of miles per hour. Perhaps not millions of miles, hundreds of thousands of miles per hour.
There must be living entities then on the comet. Yes, Srila Prabhupada?
Oh, yeah. Everywhere.
Scientists are very excited about the comet because they think that it's made of the primordial substance of the universe, and they think they'll be able to find out some clue how the solar system was created by examining the comet with their telescopes.
Let them talk all nonsense. We say in Bengali, Pagole kina bole, chagole kina khai. The goat can eat everything, and a madman can speak anything. Pagole kina khai, chagole, Pagole kina bole, chagole kina khai.
The living entities on the comet, are they very demoniac or intelligent or?
Not necessarily demoniac. Two classes of men are always there, intelligent and demonic.
They just discovered it 1 or 2 years ago. They said if it ever passed by the Earth before, it was the time of the dinosaurs.
Dinosaur?
Yes, over 50,000 years ago.
We cannot say what happened yesterday. Speaking 50,000. Is that statement in any shastra or his own statement?
No, that's by mathematical calculation of the trajectory and the speed.
Mathematics.
It's going at a certain speed in a certain orbit, so they calculate that it would complete that orbit once every 50 to 200,000 years.
Well, that is there in astrology, astronomy. That is not discovery.
Well, actually, one scientist just looked at a telescope and saw it coming. That's what they call discovery. And of course, he got the comet named after him.
Who?
The scientist. His name was Kohoutek. So he discovered it, so the comet is named after him.
And elsewhere.
I'm sure he'll want to keep his claim.
Huh?
I'm sure he'll want to keep his claim.
No, if in some astrological book, if it is mentioned there.
Scientists probably won't accept it. They think if they don't discover it, then.